Good evening, everybody. It is 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time on Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I come to you Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And today I'm on time. And we're going to go for about an hour. We're going to bring you the latest on the COVIDian cult that's taking over the world, including the Republic of Kanata. And, of course, it's a worldwide event. And it's happening quickly. It's happening probably way too fast for most people. And it is on track. It's unrelenting. All of the above. Today was a bit of an overwhelming day. As you know, I do my research all day long, listening to audios, videos. My new favorite go-to is Tim Truth. Tim Truth, I hope to have him on a broadcast at some point. I'm going to show you. He's on Odyssey, which apparently Library is no more. They're phasing out Library for various reasons. The only problem is Odyssey doesn't have an app. You have to make do with live. It's very confusing. I don't really understand it. This is
welcome, everybody.
Crazy. Hope you're about these platforms. They're all over the place. Some of them work. Some of them not so well. Some of them work okay, and then they don't have apps, and it's a confusing mess. Which is, of course, why I created FakeoTube. FakeoTube is my own platform. It's been doing very well. I can see that we have many, many users on tonight on the FakeoTube, and as you can see by my counter at the top, we have 1,050,000 people have viewed the site or refreshed the page at least. So it's pretty interesting, pretty successful. Even last night's show has six people listening in now, which is really well, really good. So I'm really pleased with that. And I'm going to play a video on FakeoTube right now. This was done by a new YouTube channel I never heard of. Did I put a link to it? No, yes, I did. I put a link to the Twitter. So take a look at this. This is pretty good.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We must increase vaccinations among the unvaccinated with new vaccination requirements.
It's not going to work. We have other countries with much higher rates of vaccination, and they're seeing record surges of COVID because that's what viruses do.
Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated.
F them, f their freedom. I want my freedom to live.
Rest in peace, Wheezy.
We are going to need the people to engage in age-old American tradition of simply saying, no, I'm not going to comply. Now, what are you going to do about it?
It never stops. They want things to get worse because they want you to suffer so that they can grandstand on your suffering and push for even more control.
They have criminalized freedom. They've made getting sick illegal.
This isn't about COVID any more than the Patriot Act was about Al-Qaeda. It's about government asserting more control over your lives, your rights, your properties, and in this case, your bodily autonomy.
It has a lot of vaccinated people alarmed because of the power grab that's involved.
Enough is enough. We better change our tune and start resisting.
Government makes up less than 1% of the population. If even 5 or 10% of Americans simply refuse to comply, all of this goes away.
Absolutely, this is the hill worth dying on.
We haven't given the statutory authority to any agency to do this kind of thing.
There is no such thing as government power. There's only what we are willing to comply to.
We're in a tough stretch, and it could last for a while.
That's what this has always been about. It's never about what they say it is. It's about controlling you, and it ends when we decide to end it.
This BS is going to stop.
It's time for us to
There's
wake up.
There's only one way to fight back against this, and it's mass non-compliance.
This is the most important thing to fight against.
You can help stop this. You are the power.
There's nothing, not a single thing we're unable to do if we do it together.
All right, that's pretty good. And it looks like his website is, and I didn't look at this, the System is down.tv. Let's take a look at that site and see what that's about. Now, I do have a guest on tonight who is on a mobile connection. I was watching his connection. It goes from 9 out of 10 to 0 out of 10. But let me bring on my special guest tonight, named Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe, hello. Uncle Joe, don't wreck my show. Make sure.
Hello. Yes, hello.
Hello, Uncle Joe. Welcome to the
yes,
show.
Yes, Uncle Joe. Hey. Yes. Thank you, thank you. Sorry, I'm outside, so it's a little windy here, so I won't take a lot of your time. You're doing an amazing show. I love it. I've been following you for a long time, and wow, boy, away. You do put a lot of time into your research, and which is a very good thing. And
Jungle Jim says in the show notes, fake it to me, baby. Hey, let me introduce you properly. You're going under a pseudonym, of course, as I do, as a fakeologist, which is fine. But I've known you in person for at least 10 years. Is that correct? Can you verify that I'm a live, in the flesh human being?
It's 15 plus years, so which is okay. You're very close enough, so which is all right.
So for a long time, yeah. You and I talk. We used to work together, and now you've moved on. But we've kept in touch, which is unusual for many people when they drift apart in different career paths. But you are doing something else. But we've kept in touch as friends, which is great. And for some reason, it turns out you are into some of the stuff I talk about, which is also super unusual.
Yes, exactly. You know what? You never know. So I never knew you're a truth seeker, per se. Basically, you know, time, I guess, tells what we believe in. And, you know, just want to thank you without taking a lot of time here on your show. Just thank you. You're doing a wonderful, wonderful, amazing job. And it takes a lot of time, effort, and money and guts to do this, what you're doing, and trying to help people. Not to only educate yourself and make yourself awake and aware, but also on the same side, trying to help the masses. And it's sad to see a lot of people are waking up very slowly, but I hope it's not too late. And, you know, let's roll the show. Let's roll up the curtains and the show begin.
Yes. Well, very good. Yeah, we could just talk normally. I know you're maybe a little nervous because you think you have to perform. But I've actually invited many people I bump into. Like, I just started talking to my neighbor across the street because he noticed my political campaign sign on the front lawn. And he was going to come on, but he, I guess, felt a little nervous. And another person I met when I was delivering my signs, she said she didn't feel confident to come on the show. And I said, listen, we're just talking. We're just having a conversation. You don't have to perform. I don't bring guests here and then ask them to perform like a monkey. That's not how it works. It's just a conversation. I know sometimes I come across as a little haughty, but overall, I am simply just trying to have a conversation. So just, you can relax and we'll just talk. Because we talk in the day. We make fun of each other. A little bit.
Yes. That's what it is. So I'm going to ask you a question here. I know this you get to ask questions, but this is your show. But quick question here. What do you think of this thing is going on right now? The passport, they're calling what the V passport here in the Republic of Canada. So what do you have to say to that?
That's all I talk about. But just quickly, if you look, I don't know if you can see the chat. There's a chat that's coming through, and one guy thinks you're Irish, and Jungle Jim, he's not Irish, I can assure you that, although he might have Irish blood somewhere down the line, but he's not.
Somewhere down the road.
He's not Irish. Uncle, I think a lot of people think you're Irish because I had a guy named Joe on here a long time ago, and he was definitely Irish from Dublin, but no, you're not Irish, so you can, I'm not going to tell anything about your ethnic bracket. Right. It's totally not important. All you are
that's
is you're just a curious person that asks lots of questions, and you do quiz me.
I ask lots of
you ask lots of questions, and that's good. You have an inquiring mind, and I like that about you. And sometimes it can be annoying because I don't think you listen, but we can joke back and forth. Yes, of course. Yes. I think I've talked to you about what I think of the Quacksport, the vaccine passport.
Yes.
I think that Mr. Chris Guy, who you back in the day, maybe a year ago, said, oh, get him on your show. And I actually did try right away, but he's obviously now the man of the hour, the day, the week, the decade.
He did agree to it when I spoke to him. And but he's a busy guy too. He's a very, very busy guy. And when he's working hard too, and he's trying his best. And you know, a lot of people might not like him, but I think he's trying. He's trying to help people.
Did you actually talk to him?
Yeah, I talked to him. Remember, it was last year
at the very beginning. I was trying to get you just dialed his phone number. Yeah. You just dialed his number one day. Is that right?
Yeah, because I met him. Yeah. And I spoke to him. Very nice gentleman and straight shooter. And he speaks what's in his heart, in his mind. He just speaks out. So a lot of people get offended by that, right? So he speaks his mind. And you know what? Some people think he's too aggressive. But so, you know what? Everyone, like, not everyone will like me. Not everyone will like you, so it's hard to please everyone, but at least he's on our side and he's talking what he needs to talk about. And there's a lot, everyone has something that you can learn from or something you can learn and adopt and, you know, so that's what it is, right? What do you have to say, Uncle Ab?
Actually, I was just trying to find his last video that I thought was pretty good. So let me bring this up here. And he basically explains one thing. He's the only guy that really explains what's going on. Everyone else just dances around all the minutia of the thing. But Chris is the only one that speaks truth.
No problem.
When did you realize this was a scam, bro? When did you find out?
Literally before everything happened. I was in Italy in February, end of February. I brought my wife there for her birthday. And we landed for Carnival in Venice, the last day of Carnival, which was supposed to be the biggest party day. And as soon as we landed, they canceled Carnival for the very first time in the history of Carnival. And it's been from the 1700s. So right away, I knew something was off. Because everything was fine where we were. Like, we were eating at restaurants together. I was going to the gym. She's going shopping. Meanwhile, everyone's calling us from Toronto because they're watching the news about this deadly pandemic in Italy. So we ended up leaving Venice just in time before they locked it down, went to Florence. And then
by the way, Uncle Joe, do you know why this started in Italy, in the northern part of Italy, in the Lombardy province? Do you know why?
You know what? I could only guess. I think we talked about it too. Is it because in Italy, there are more people who are healthy and they don't believe in this vaccine?
It's because in 2019, they started the flu shot and did one of the biggest campaigns of the flu shot in 2019. So that's when people started to get super poisoned by it. And that's when probably people were really getting sick and were probably really dying. Because the only way, as I've told you before, there's only really three ways to get ill. Injury, malnutrition, and toxemia. Now, toxemia can come into your body through chemical poisoning. Stress creates internal toxins like cortisol, which puts your body's organs on high stress and fight or flight to elicit a flight or flight reaction. And if you have constant cortisol coursing through your veins because you're constantly under stress, it's literally like revving an engine. Eventually that engine's going to burn out because it's not meant to rev 24/7. But that's interesting why it started in northern Italy. There are other factors about northern Italy. For instance, it's fairly industrialized, so there is pollution. It is a river valley, so toxins do get trapped. So people do have difficulty breathing in congested, highly polluted air that doesn't replace itself quickly because of the geography. But I think it's mainly because of the vaccinations of the flu shot in 2019.
And we heard they were planning on locking down all the country, even though everything was normal there. So we freaked out. We left Florence like 3 or 4 days before Italy got locked down. Spent some time in Netherlands and France to see how they were handling the pandemic before we came to Toronto. We got back to Toronto March 2nd. We got locked down, March 16th, I believe. So for a full 2 weeks, I was telling everybody, we're going to get locked down. They're going to close our businesses. They're going to start putting restrictions on us. And everyone thought I was crazy. But sure enough, that's exactly what started happening. So then from there, I started making the more drastic predictions about the vaccine passport and about everything else that's going on now. And people started listening as more and more things started happening. And now we got to the point where the vaccine passport's a reality, and it's the big unifier between Canadians and the rest of the world for what they don't want. It represents the end of our rights and freedoms and the indoctrination of the idea that your rights and freedoms are now government-granted privileges predicated on this inoculation. So that's something that everybody can agree, even the vaccinated, that's not a good idea. Freedoms and rights are essential. They don't come from government, they come from God. And that's what we have to remember, and that's how we have to live our lives.
All right, brother, we heard you in your speech. You're talking about what we can expect in the short term, of course. Trudeau, no matter what, he's going to win. But what can we expect looking to the next?
Think about Chris. I don't care what you say about him. If you don't like his look or his attitude or his apparent love for the spotlight, he always delivers the words. He doesn't stumble. He speaks with authority. He's very clear. Almost no politician can speak like him. He's got all his information lined up in his brain, and he can get it out effectively. This is the one thing that this is the one reason why I keep playing his stuff, because nobody else is talking like this. I try and talk like this, but I don't yell and scream in machine gun fashion like this guy. He can get all the talking points. He knows about Agenda 21. He knows about the SDGs, I can't remember what they stand for. Something development goals from the United Nations. It's slipping my mind right now. He can just pound these things out in no time, and he's so good at it. What do you think so far, Uncle Joe? Uncle Joe, your signal is yellow. Can you hear me? Oh, wait. Okay, go ahead, Uncle Joe. Sorry, you just dropped off and came back in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's the area because I'm on the road right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that could happen. So I might come in and out.
Did you hear what I said about Chris Guy?
Yeah. He's well-versed and well-trained, like you said. He has everything lined up just like in his mind when he speaks. He knows what he's talking about. So, yeah, everything just flows right in. And he's so congruent with what
he doesn't words. Trip. He doesn't even he knows stumble. What he's like, I'm at a loss for words sometime. But this guy, it's SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals. That's the BS from the United Nations. Here's some more.
That depends entirely on us. My crystal ball goes into the next 3-4 months. And then how we respond, how we react, how we stand up for ourselves or don't stand up for ourselves is going to be what the next 2 years look like.
No, he's totally right. So he always likes to cast out, predict the next 3 or 4 months. He's got the plan. And I think the plan is really given to us. You just have to listen. A lot of people don't listen to what's being telegraphed by the powers that be. For instance, how long have they been telling us that the fourth wave would start in September? Okay, it's now September. We're halfway through. And guess what? Now the stories are starting. Have you noticed today? When I left the house this morning, I hit the road. I listened to the all-news radio station to listen to traffic. And what are they talking about today? Oh, there's an outbreak at the school, at a local school, and they have to shut the whole school down. What's their outbreak? One person tested positive with the test, no test, for COVID, which you can't test for. So then the whole school locks down. And then by the end of the day, you hear, if you care to listen, which I don't, that over 200 schools in the province are now going to be quarantined. So you can see how it goes. And they're blaming, the children. Especially the ones that can't take the vaccination because they don't vaccinate children under 12 yet. So you can see how it's playing out. So like Chris said, he has the next 4 months, and he doesn't know how it's going to go because he doesn't know how people are going to react. And he's totally right. I don't even think the powers that be know exactly how people are going to react. I think they have a great idea because we're so passive in Canada. But he's totally right. You have to wait and see what the plan is because they have to wait to see how people are going to react. What say you?
Interesting, very interesting. So what can be done to awake the masses? What can be done to awake the masses?
Shows because like this.
There will be a point. So what can each one of us do?
Peter Roo says he can sure do the elevator pitch. And Peter Roo is also saying that my friend's 5-year-old already has been yanked from school for a case of the sniffles. God. Unbelievable. Isn't that ridiculous? That is ridiculous. But that's what's going on, isn't it? That's what's going on, isn't it? Let me just...
Yes, that's what it is. And
let's play a little more, Chris.
It is very... Yeah, play it. Go ahead.
Because we can just comment on what he says.
It could look like, wow, we get rid of the restrictions, we get rid of all the mandates, we get our rights and freedoms back, we get rid of a friggin' nasty government, and we put people in charge that are actually going to prevent this type of thing from happening again. Or we keep complying with everything they want. And within 2 years, we have a digital passport, digital currency, digital vaccine passport, all linked together. And if you're not up to date on your vaccines, you're not going to be allowed to work. And then they basically have you relegated to a former individual that could attain power, wealth, and success in society to a mere blip on a screen. And then they could flip a switch and boom, you don't exist anymore. That's what they want.
I mean, he's smiling because he's got nice teeth, even though they might be veneers, but he's totally right. You go from a person that can maybe accumulate a little wealth by owning real estate and working hard to, no, you're going to be literally a code on the blockchain. So if you don't behave, you don't do what you're supposed to do, you don't eat too much meat, that kind of thing, then you'll be okay. Otherwise, if you piss some bureaucrat off, literally, he could turn you off as if you're a remote control robot because the grid, which will be QR codes on your phone or at entrances to buildings, to stores, will literally be programmed to let you go based on your score on a minute-by-minute basis. They could literally shut you off in the middle of the day as you're trying to go about your business. And he said that, and that's why I like this guy, because nobody else talks like that. This is so important. This is the only thing that these stupid politicians should be talking about. And you know they're not real because they're not talking the plan. What do you think?
The kind of power they want over each and every one of us.
You think we're going to get to the point of Australia?
If we don't stand up for ourselves by October, November, we're going to start looking more like Australia than we do Canada. And that's going to be scary.
What can we do to stand up?
We've got to say no to every one of these restrictions. We've got to organize groups across all spectrums. Students, teachers, federal workers, private employees. Start groups online, groups against the vaccine passport, workers against the vaccine passport, etc. And you'll see thousands and thousands and thousands of people. We did it in BC. There's already 80,000 businesses that signed on in a week. So believe me, there's a lot of people out there that don't want the vaccine passport. Even if they believe in the mask, even if they believe in the jab, they still don't believe in the vaccine passport. One thing has nothing to do with the other. If the vaccine works, you should have the choice to do it or not. And if you use it and it works, congratulations. If you use it and it doesn't work, oh, well, it was your choice. When the government takes away your choice, then we got big problems. And that's nothing we're not going to stand for. Because when they take away your choice, they always have an ulterior motive. And in this case, it's not about your safety. It's about taking away your rights and freedoms.
Absolutely. Okay. At these rallies, we're not seeing a lot of young people, a lot of teenagers, a lot of people in their early 20s. Why do you think
that's changing? That's actually changing. A lot of them don't want to come because, number one, it's summertime. This is the only free time they're going to get before they get put back on lockdown. Number two, it's really hard to get young people engaged in a political style rally. They just not, it's not their scene. But if I'm just walking down the street, like I went to Market Lane, for instance, the night that Italy won, it was full of young people. Every single one of them knew who I was. Every single one of them came and talked to me. Every single one of them was on our side. Every single one of them was like, I can't wait till I'm allowed to vote. This is like something I've never seen in Canada before. And we're engaging the type of people that would never normally vote. They don't care about politics. They don't care about these rallies. But they do care about their freedom. And they do care that their way of life is under attack. And they do care about their future. And that's what we're going to use to unite everyone against a sinister agenda.
Absolutely, brother. In this country we're living with so many weak men, how do you... What do you see as a real man? How do you describe a real man?
Bro, if you put a mask on yourself, your wife, or your kids, you're not a man. If you're taking the jab because you want to travel, you're saying you're going to protect someone. No, these are all excuses people tell themselves because they're afraid of going against the grain because they're afraid of the consequences. Whether social consequences, whether government consequences, whether work consequences, or whether financial consequences. They're afraid of some or all of these consequences, and that's why they're choosing to go along with it. Nobody complies with things against their best interest if there's no consequences. Like, think about it. But if they believe there's consequences, and to them the consequences outweigh the pros of that freedom, then they're willing to give it up, and that's what we're seeing. But it's ridiculous because we're giving up freedoms people fought and died for. You can't give up a bigger price than your life. And we have people ready to give up these freedoms because they might not be able to go to school. It's actually sickening to me.
Why do you think this country, or this generation, or even now, is so weak? With a country that idolizes people in the war, all this sacrifice?
Because they've been trained to be anti-masculine. Masculinity has been bred out of men in the last few decades.
Oh, yeah.
They call everything masculine toxic. Like, you and me going to the gym is toxic. You and me talking to a girl we're interested in is toxic. When you make certain masculine behaviors seem negative, you literally can breed the fight out of men, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the majority of people standing up for themselves are women. It's ridiculous. Men are supposed to be the ones leading the way, but they're not. They're leading the way to slavery and compliance. And it's because they've been ostracized for decades by all of society that if they stand up for themselves, it's seen as a bully, or they're seen as toxic. And it's a complete lie, and it's just something they're using to help control everybody. And it's working like a charm.
Yes, what advice do you have to someone who's fearing social disapproval or just scared of coming out on their stance and standing up?
What's more important to you, that a few people like you, or that your fucking children have a future and they can be successful versus having a future where they're going to be perpetually miserable? How selfish can you be, honestly? On that note, I got to run, brother, because I'm starving.
Anything you'd like to say, Chris?
I'd just like to say that the only way out of this is united noncompliance, and that means we all got to stand up for ourselves and just say no to the vaccine passport. And when that crumbles, the rest of their bullshit crumbles with it. Love you, brother. It's a pleasure to do this interview. Thank you.
Guys, please, Chris. Well, there you go. There's your answer. That's why I played that for you, Uncle Joe, because basically that's the answer to your question. What do we do? I can't think of anything better than that. Can you? Like, Uncle Joe is... come on, Uncle Joe, wake up. Yep, that's the answer. There, I could just end the show right there, because really, what else is there to say? We're in the middle of this. The quack sport is here. Well, it's almost here. By the way, if anyone else wants to call in and talk to me or Uncle Joe, I don't know what happened, Uncle Joe. Bad connection. I'll put the phone numbers up on the screen. 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. You can call in if you'd like. Talk to me. I would notice that somebody put a link to the Telegram, a Telegram audio. Telegram, as you may or may not know, is a far superior non-Facebook version of WhatsApp. WhatsApp used to be the main popular app at the time worldwide, but now it's turned to crap because Facebook bought it. Telegram is constantly upgrading and updating, and their audio system is getting better and better and better, actually. It's actually really easy to start an audio in a discussion group. So I highly recommend, and I might try it one day, because Believe it or not, I've got many, many platforms, fakeologist.com/blog. I've got the forums. I've got Discord. And I have Telegram. And different people are in different areas. For instance, I have different people posting in Telegram that aren't on the blog. Now, I don't really encourage it, mainly because I don't own Telegram. I don't own the platform. So the data could disappear. It really could. It could disappear. But on my own blog, I own the material. It won't disappear as easily. I can easily back it up. So highly recommend that you go to the blog first. But if you can't, then you can try Telegram. And I may do some kind of audio show where we can start just an audio on the Telegram. Uncle Joe, if you can hear me, you can just chime in. But it says you're here, but you're not. Okay.
I can hear you. I can hear you fine.
Okay, then speak up.
Ab. Yeah, just the area I'm driving in. It's poor network reception, so.
Yeah. Is that the data network or the phone network or both?
I think the phone network. So,
all right. What did you think of what I said? Repeat it if you can.
Yeah, this is like you said about Telegram versus having your own server where you don't own the data, you don't own anything, because just like you said, how WhatsApp used to be independent till Facebook, I believe, bought WhatsApp. So, like, there's a breach right there. So it's a good idea of what you're doing, backing up to your own sites.
Yeah,
the data, it. The videos, the blogs, and everything, which is amazing. It's an amazing thing to have it. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Well, let's continue reviewing the blog. You can chime in anytime. So I said Tim Truth is doing great work on World Tyranny News. He basically just reads the news and comments on it. And tonight he did a show earlier today. I think he's in Houston. He does a great job. And it's on Odyssey, which works okay. It's not the best. As you can see now, I'm trying to play something and it's buffering. So it's not bad, but he plays a lot of the current news and makes great commentary on it.
Not responding.
Highly recommend Tim Truth. Now, going down in my blog, we got to get going here because we only have half an hour left. I do about an hour show, Uncle Joe, so I keep it to an hour because most people can't really listen past an hour for the most part. Now, a lot of people thought that they got all excited that the quack sports were going to be scrapped in Britain for the winter. Did you hear that story? Like,
no, I never heard that.
Well, literally, the story.
What happened?
All the stories are changing by the day, and that's part of disorientation. When you're in a psyop, you got to keep people mixed up, confused. So you might tell me something you heard yesterday, and I'll say, no, that's not true, because today it's changed. So 48 hours after TalkTruth.uk, who goes by Seek for Truth on Twitter. He has a great blog where he really lays it out. He does a really good job putting links in. So 48 hours after he wrote the piece that the domestic vaccine passports were scrapped in the UK, now they've done a 180 and now they're going to be brought in the winter. So they're not coming in right this second, but they're going to bring them in the winter. It's crazy.
But we've seen how quickly this virus can adapt and change. So we have prepared a plan B of a contingency measures that we can call upon only if they are needed and supported by the data to prevent unsustainable pressure on the NHS.
It's always to save the healthcare system. I mean, this is the part that is hard to argue. It's like arguing against apple pie because it's always about the models. And basically, the models are always fake or false because it's based on the premise that viruses are contagious. See, this is why we should just do a show every night, Uncle Joe, about how you can't catch a virus, how they're not contagious. If we said that every day and got people to research that, the whole thing would end. Because all these politicians, based on their health people, which are all Bill Gates plants, that's all they talk about, is the model says. So their model says that if 100,000 people have this contagious virus and they talk to five people, that's 500,000 people plus, and that will kill our healthcare system. So that's what they say all the time. Now, it never, ever, ever comes true. Why? Because you can't catch a virus. The only way they can simulate and actually create really sick people is to vaccinate them because you're being injected with a toxin. Yes, that's right. And if you want to know what's in these things, go to fake11.com/ingredients. That's a new quick link I made for you last night. fake11.com/ingredients. That's where you're going to see what's in the vaccine. And that was last night's show, so I won't go over it. But one of the main things in it is formaldehyde. You know what formaldehyde's used for? It's used for preserving dead tissue. They pump a dead body with formaldehyde. Highly toxic, systemic poison, and carcinogen. There you go. What do you think about that, Uncle Joe? Anyway, truthtalk.uk, fantastic blog. And basically, here we go. It's a flip-flop by the day. I don't know how you keep track other than to just figure or just go with the idea that they're not going to back down in any way unless people just say no. This is a technocratic takeover. And it's not going to end until people literally throw these people into the gutter, these health technocrats, or they educate themselves, or whatever comes first. It's just not going to end. And that's why I titled that, Are You Keeping Up? Very difficult. Now, here's a funny thing from Vox Day about a Russian guy, Russian military intelligence, talk to you about COVIDs, and that should be on, not in. My autocorrect goes crazy half the time. So let me just bring this article up and see if there's anything juicy in that. What did he say? Here he said, the coronavirus phenomenon, the so-called pandemic, and let me tell you, there's no pandemic. This is the Russian guy. It's all a lie, needs to be considered as a global strategic special operation. Well, no kidding. This is exactly how you need to think of this thing. These are command and staff exercises of the world's behind-the-scenes power on controlling humanity. This is what the goal of this coronavirus is. I'll repeat it once again. We have little faith in God and even less so in the existence of Satan, the enemy of the human race. So the aim of the behind-the-scenes Zionist and financial powers is reducing the world's population. It is their idée fixe. So here's a Russian guy using some French words. It's kind of funny. They think there are too many of us ordinary people in the world. There should be around 100 million of their kind. That seems awfully high. And a maximum of 1 billion people on Earth to serve them. So basically he talks about 9/11 and the guy's sort of on, he goes on about the virus and it being contagious, but overall it's not a bad post. Take a read. Foxday.net. Oh, this is a good one. And this is where Mrs. Fakeologist chimed in. You will never be fully vaccinated. Yeah, I was talking to her. I was saying that you're going to need a top-up every 90 days. I'm not quite sure why. I have a couple theories that I've expounded upon in the past. So then I decided, so Mrs. Fakeologist and I were going back and forth last night about this. She said, yeah, you'll never be fully vaccinated. And I said, yeah, they say you're fully vaccinated, but it's only 90 days. And then she kept saying, well, you'll never be fully vaccinated. He said, well, they say you will, but it expires after 90 days. So anyway, I see her point now because somebody else said it. Adam Curry said it on the No Agenda show. And then I decided to search for you will never be fully vaccinated. And apparently, this is an idea that's caught on. And it's not viral in any way, but we'll look at this latest. We'll look at the latest thing here. So I said it, you never will be fully vaccinated. And then this guy said it. The vaccine is the next variant. This is how they control us. Yes, the vaccine is the next variant. That is so important. So what is Delta? Well, there's no test, by the way, to differentiate between whatever the first variant was. I don't even know. Did they give it a name? But now it's supposed to be Delta. But there's no test to differentiate. So they're just making it up out of whole cloth, like everything else. So if you really want an idea about what flavor of poison is going around today, it's the vaccine. The hospitals are full of fully vaccinated people, but you will never be told. The bought government-controlled media never report on those cases. Instead, they lie to us. Well, they do report on the cases. They just blame it on the unvaccinated or people that are getting a different variant. That's their go-to. Gil Bates says, you will never be fully vaccinated, Karen. Enjoy your endless boosters. I'll give these a heart. The average American says, you will never be fully vaccinated. Grant says the same thing. Are you trying to be funny? The only thing funny here is you're fully vaccinated, worshiping the holy pharma, calling everyone a fascist while you are not realizing. That's just a reply. You'd have to click on it. Thanks, but you will never be fully vaccinated. Hold on. Somebody is texting me like crazy today. I'm going to have to... Let me just turn off the sounds. They're driving me nuts here. Text notifications. Turn off the noise. I guess you can't turn off the sound. Oh, wait. I'll enable them. Hold on, guys. Let me fix it. Message, turning that off. Voice. Okay. I just turned off the sound. Someone's going nuts trying to message me. And I hate sounds on a broadcast. It was funny. I was listening to Julie Ponesi give her great speech. She's the professor that was fired for not getting vaccinated from Western. And right near the end, her Microsoft Outlook email alert dinged. And it just wrecks everything. So guys, if you're doing a broadcast, turn off all your notifications, especially that annoying Microsoft Outlook email noise. It's so annoying. Turn it off. Here we go. Let's see. So there's tons of people saying you will never, if you accept vaccine passports, you will never be fully vaccinated. You will be labeled an anti-vaxxer if you refuse to get a sixth dose. Of course. Another person gets it. The vaccine is the only way out. Remember, you will never be fully vaccinated. If you haven't figured it out, you will never be fully vaccinated. And I was thinking, why are they hitting Israel? Why are they hitting the Jewish state so bad? And my theory is that Israelis have been told and have repeated, never again. Never again will they be victimized. Never again will they be the target of the powers that be. And therefore, they may be even more trusting of their government because they figure they know what we went through to create Israel and to put all the Jews in one place, which, by the way, I would say lots of Jews never went because they didn't all want to be in one place. It's kind of obvious why not. So maybe they were more susceptible and easier to convince because they figured they'd be the last place where some kind of atrocity would occur. But in fact, the powers that be are so ghoulish and so devious and want to take advantage of people that that's why they targeted Israel. So really, really, that was a very dangerous move, and that is why they seem to be experimented on the most. And they even went as far as making their vaccination Pfizer exclusive. And the excuse was, well, we can really study Pfizer to the exclusivity of all others, which is also crazy. So that's my thought about Israel, and I think they're on their third or fourth booster. It's insane. This is the clinical trial. You will never be fully vaccinated. Don't quit your job. Let them fire you. They can't fire all of us. Play ball. If you have kids, God knows what the fuck these jabs are going to do to them. You and your kids are not test subjects. There will be countless doses. Fully vaccinated with two jabs or three jabs. I think Israel, they are on the fourth jab. You will never be fully vaccinated for Meyer for more than approximately 4 months. I say 90 days. Yeah, they are up to the fourth dose in Israel. And these people don't realize they are not, because they are the chosen ones, they're told they're the chosen ones, they say never again over and over again, they are the number one target in the world. It's so obvious. It's the inversion of what you'd expect. Wow. So keep this thread. I was gonna make this a fake11.com/ you will never be. I have to think of a quick, easy word for it. I was gonna maybe just put FV for fully vaccinated, make it easy. So anytime you click on it, you can go right to this Twitter page and just see the latest and see if we should get this trending. Actually, that would be really good. We should get you will never be fully vaccinated trending. I'll do a hashtag right now. You will never, oh, come on, be fully vaccinated. Let's get that trending, guys. Can everyone go to their Twitter account right now and hashtag you will never be fully vaccinated? How about it? Is that a hashtag? Let's see. Let me click on it. Has anyone done this hashtag? Apparently not. I'm the only one. Okay. Well, let's make it a hashtag. Let's give it a whirl. Why not? All right, let's go back to the blog. I don't know if Uncle Joe is still there. Skate and Destroy, hello. What else we got here? Changing the script was the main point of 1984. What do we got here? Mike said FluVax was supposed to be yearly. Mike D said the chosen ones are TV watching, cell phone addicts, retards, just like everyone else. Of course, people are the same everywhere. Let's get that straight. People are all the same. Now, there are some really crazy psychopaths. They're the ones that run companies and stuff and countries. Now, here's something interesting. Marcus brought this up the other day. I love watching CDI, Controlled Demolition Incorporated, the Loiseau Group out of what little intersection in Maryland? Phoenix. I love watching their controlled demolitions. So here's one, very nicely done. Have a look. I think it has sound. This was done a few weeks ago, or a month ago. Show these videos, by the way, is just so you can see a building exploded into its footprint with minimal dust. And I read the description of this video. It said they cleaned up the dust in 3 hours. Unbelievable. leaked out who did the World Trade Center. It was a controlled Now, I wrote to a demolition guy in Toronto because I asked, why doesn't Toronto explode, do controlled demolition in Toronto? And he said, we do controlled demolition. We just don't use explosions. Controlled demolition just means they bring something down in a controlled fashion. So in Toronto, they use backhoes and heavy machinery with hydraulic hammers, jackhammers, and they bring it down slowly. He said the reason is the infrastructure under the ground is so old that they don't want to explode and have it pound the ground because it'll bust the pipes underneath, and they don't want any of that to deal with. So they bring down buildings here in the city, he said, in this fashion. I'll show you the video he sent me because they just took down a hotel the other day in Toronto. He said they do use explosions outside of the city. So then I wrote back and said, well, why did they use explosions in major American cities? And these Vanderbilt towers are Carmichael, are in somewhere in Tennessee. This is a city. So there's got to be infrastructure on the ground here. Now, obviously, they gutted the buildings here, as they did the Twin Towers. So this isn't a built-up area. This is the University of Nashville, I believe. So why would they crash these things down? Why aren't they worried about the infrastructure under these? In this area. This is a city. Obviously. It's just beautiful. If you're into this kind of thing. And then they bring them back up. This is fun. The only thing different about the World Trade Center is the buildings were way taller. But it could still be done. Another angle for you. Over the squid. Look at that thing go. I watch this stuff all day. Now, because I posted this, I have a user of mine sent me a link, Topo Chico. Thanks, heads up to Topo Chico. He sent me this post here. Take a look at this. Wait, what are we doing? We gotta turn this off here. Look at the debris pile, by the way. Look how small it is. Okay, that's enough of you. Going back to, so he sent me something of controlled demolition in China. And the post here is, this is a great example of the problems with central planning, full-blown industrial policy. So in China, of course, they don't use market forces necessarily. They use central planners to decide how to build everything. They tend to sometimes make mistakes and things go wrong. Humanity sometimes makes it difficult. People are not completely 100% controllable and they do different things and things go wrong. So here is a city called Liang Star City and they overbuilt it. And these are the empty cities in China, the ghost cities, where they literally over plan or they are too aggressive or something goes wrong. And they have these empty cities, these ghost cities. So here's a case. It says here, they didn't finish these condos, so they were unfinished for 8 years, and because of no market demand, they decided to control demo them. So let's watch this controlled demolition. Now, everything happens bigger and better in China. So take a look at this. Is there any sound? Look at that.
It always starts. It always starts.
Look at that.
And we watch as it comes and goes in waves. It always starts. It always starts.
Obviously, I'm not the only one that likes that. 1.8. I wonder if Twitter's view count's really high because this thing just played 3 times. Is there a way to turn off Twitter for replaying over and over again? So annoying. Yeah, here we go. Same dust as 9/11. Love it. Yeah. There you go. Oh, here's the BBC. Hi there. Could the BBC please use this footage in our coverage? Crediting you as the copyright holder? That's hilarious. And then we could... Here, let me make a funny quote. Ah, come on, Jesus. Let's go. Quote retweet. I always do quote retweet. Yes. And get Jane Stanley to announce it early, as in World Trade Center 7. That'll go over funny. That's funny. That's a funny tweet. Yeah, I do a lot of tweeting and replying. All right. I don't know what I'm looking at here. Okay. Let's take a quick peek here. Yeah, there was dustification. There's always dust when you explode concrete. There's lots of concrete dust. There's no dissociation or breaking of the molecular bonds. There's no Judy Wood. No Judy Wood at all. Okay, Uncle Joe, you're gone. Thank you for calling in, Uncle Joe, but this goes for everyone. Get a good connection. Kind of screws things up when your connection's no good. And you can phone in as well if you want, Uncle Joe. That's fine. The Road to Hell. Okay, I've already played that one. That was a good one. That guy, by the way, what is the guy's name here? He says at the beginning here. Come on now. Play.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Dan Smotes, S-M-O-T-Z. Dan Smotes on Twitter. Very good. Well done. Okay, so that's what's in the vaccine. Okay, I've done that. I got a few minutes left here. What else do I want to talk about? Yeah, authorized looting of America. Am I the only one that's disturbed by these videos? Basically, anything under $1,000 in California now is a misdemeanor. And you're getting videos like this. Guys walk in with suitcases.
That looks great.
Or they literally just stroll out and steal up to $1,000 worth of clothing, goods. It's crazy. Neiman Marcus. Curbside pickup here. That's funny. I don't know.
We found this guy jumping over the front counter, taking an airbed, and leaving the store on his scooter. No questions asked. No one stopping him.
Oh, I thought he stole the scooter. Okay. Look at this guy. He comes in with a suitcase. And just walked
in with a suitcase. That's crazy, dog.
Every day.
They just come in with suitcases?
Yeah.
Look at this guy. Look at these guys.
I don't care.
This is America. California. California. It's crazy. Does this not bother people? Dude, it's just shoveling stuff. And they wear a mask, of course. Yeah, this is the irony. They obey certain things. Certain stupid things, but they don't see anything wrong with just stealing. They just walk right out. It's crazy.
I'm following you. Look at me.
Yeah. Hey, you go, man.
Oh my.
Just wandering around, being followed by a camera. What good is that? People are masked up in hoodies. I just find it disgusting, and it's crazy. Now, here's another Vox Populi post. Listen to this. I wonder if he's right about this. The egalitarian road to hell. And this is on my blog, moreab.fakeologist.com. not really fakeology related, but it's more just basic social commentary, which I like to do. So Vox Day is saying the equalitarian, it's probably egalitarian, but equalitarian road to hell. I don't see religion or nation. Okay, we're seeing that now. The masks, the one world religion, COVIDia, and no nations, just corporations. I don't see race or color. I don't see sex or gender. I don't see age. And he's saying pedophilia is the end game of equality. It always was. How disturbing is that? Isn't that crazy? I hope he's wrong, but I'm kind of thinking he might be right. Now, some of the smaller posts, I go to savechat.fakeologist.com. In this case, I just posted Tim Truth yesterday's stuff. I did the meat story. I did the what's so funny. I did the lose a leg. I did that face. Okay. So I've done most of these. I've covered that. I don't know if I showed these pictures. The Gazprom headquarters looks like, you know, your typical phallus. And underneath is your typical female receptacle organ. If you notice that there. The reason why they took this picture is just the contrast between this gleaming, ugly, techno, modern building and just the sort of poor, shanty-like view residential around it. And then they showed the same thing in Tijuana over the San Diego border. You got this big, massive, gleaming Amazon warehouse, and all around it are just shantytown shacks. Quite the contrast. Yeah, it doesn't fit. It's not congruent, but it was just the contrast that was really interesting. I've never seen this building before. It's quite amazing, actually. Quite ugly. It's quite modern looking, but it's sort of offensive at the same time. Okay, don't forget, you can look at the latest comments on my blog, on the latest comments page. You just go to blog on the top and then latest comments, and that'll bring up this page. Sometimes it's a good way to bring stuff up easily. So take a look there. Gabriel says, regarding the Carmichael Towers, that's probably how the World Trade Center towers look when they came down by controlled demolition. I agree. And Bongo Bill says he listened to all of FAC 956, which was 10.5 hours long. That's the audio chat. Well done. Xyloflex says he doesn't believe that PhDs are vaccine resistant or hesitant. He said that's a lie. Yeah, maybe. What else we got here? Yeah, nothing else really. Yeah, the comments come and go. Sometimes they're busy, sometimes they're not. You can get a log at fakeologist.com. Just send me an email at im@fakeologist.com. Or you can comment anonymously. I get mixed reviews on that. Whether people like it or not, I don't know. Just looking at the FakeoTube chat, I got Murdoch, Steve, and Barry. Hey, guys. There's no fresh comments here in the FakeoTube. Napoleon likes the latest comments. Yeah, it's a better page. I fixed the page a bit for you. Okay, well, I think that's about it tonight. No caller-inners. I talked to Uncle Odd today. Then my battery died. I don't know, some of these smartphones, sometimes they don't act properly. But he was telling me he went to the doctor to get a prescription filled. He couldn't get it done over the phone, and his doctor just badgered him and mocked him for not getting the vaccine. These doctors are just over the top. Obviously, they're getting paid. It's crazy. He was really battling his doctor. And I don't know if his doctor knows exactly who Uncle Lod is, but yeah, crazy story. These doctors are just amazing. They are not helping the situation at all. They can see which way things are going. They're not stupid people. I'm not sure I promoted this, but Marcus did a 9/11 show.
Hey, folks, it is Marcus Allen. It is Saturday, September 11th, 2021 at 7:33. Ooh, I timed that right. N33. And this is the Marcus Allen Show. For some reason, I'm in a fantastic mood, although I shouldn't be. I'm seeing suffering all around me, all kinds of bad news. If you're new to me, I should probably, and you're probably new to me because a lot of people are going to.
So I posted that on fakeologist.com/blog. You should listen to that. D does a good job, as always. All right, maybe I'll end this show with this video. This is a Russian video. I think it's Russian. And it looks like they are examining the spot where this person got the experimental biological injection. And my daughter hates when I say that. I don't know why. And then what they do is they put a cup on here to, I don't know, bring the blood up to the surface. I think that's what they're doing. I think they put a vacuum, I put a cup here, and then they sort of use a vacuum method to pull the blood near the surface. So that way when they do a pinprick, they can draw the blood out. I don't know what the hell they're saying. So what is the point of this video? They're literally saying that they're trying to bring the blood out and put it in a cup to see how the blood acts. So obviously you have to bring blood out of the body to see how it acts. So they're just pushing the blood out. I think they're scoring this area with a razor blade. And they're drawing all the as much blood as possible out. Now don't forget, they used to do this in the old days when they were trying to cure people of disease, bloodletting. So he's scoring this whole area, which is kind of gross. And they're trying to see, I guess, what kind of blood is in the area, so whatever the injection inserted into this part of your body. Obviously, there's not a great amount of circulation to bring this into your body's blood system. So they're going to grab all this blood out and suck it out, I guess, with a vacuum. And turn your head if you're queasy. Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. So they're sucking the blood out with a vacuum. That's a lot of blood. Anyone here like blood? Ugh. Look at it, it's gelatinous. It's gross. So this is the blood clot, the famous blood clot. Isn't that gross? I'm guessing that's what they're saying. If we got any Russians in the audience, please let me know. Isn't that amazing? It looks like ketchup. I wonder, I hope this is real. Maybe it's not. Maybe this is fake. I don't know. This is fakeologist after all. It looks like ketchup to me, but I don't recommend trying this at home, but take a look. This is a Telegram channel, t.me/anti_COVID21. Yeah, so take a look and tell me if you think it's real. But that would certainly help reinforce the idea that there's some kind of clotting agent or just the basic chemicals are causing this issue. The basic toxins, the adjuvants, as it were. Now, let me bring up, maybe I'll close off with this video. And I have to change screens here. Why did this disappear? It should have been, maybe I closed it by accident. So we're gonna show how they do a demolition in Unterrible in the city. We don't blow. We don't use explosions. We use what does he call it? He said, "What does he call it?" They use hydraulic machines, so the project is more controlled and the vibration is minimal. He says here, with the infrastructure of the city and pipes below the ground being old, the explosion will create movement and the pipes will break very easy. That is the reason why we do not use this method in the city. The explosions do take place in Unterrible and throughout Canada, but outside the city limits. Like in Thunder Bay, some smokestacks, mining towns, etc. So I am going to bring this up. This is a hotel that did come down in Toronto recently. I'm going to share my screen. Una momenta. Where is it here? Oh, here it is. Boom. Here you go. Hydraulic. There you go. That's how they do it here. So that was only, what, a 15 or so story tall tower? In Toronto. And going to bring up my final slide here, guys. Yeah, so that was just a small little tower that they use. Do it the slow way. All right, that's about it for tonight. I'm going to close out with my donate slide. This is my new tactic to get people to donate. Fakeologist.com/donate if you like the show. I appreciate everyone for coming by. What day is it? It's Tuesday. So I should be back tomorrow. I'm trying to get a couple more guests. Otherwise, we'll take callers if you want to call in. And we'll see what we come up with tomorrow. See if there's the same amount of content. I only do the show for about an hour if I have guests and about half an hour if I don't have guests. But I appreciate all the regular people that show up. I have about 9 people tonight, a slower turnout. And how many people on the FakoTube? FakoTube has, let's see how many people. The website's busy. About 120 people on FakoTube right now. So it is busy. And on the live, I've got 10 people. So pretty good turnout. I appreciate it. And many more people just download the audio. This is really an audio show. I only do the video part just to make it a little more interesting and allow me to pause. But Fakeologist.com/live shows you all the different ways to listen to the show. So thanks for joining. Thank you, Napoleon, Skate and Destroy, Peter Roo. Thanks, everyone, for joining in. Steve83. Thanks, guys. Barry, MC. Yeah, good turnout. We'll try and do it again tomorrow. And try and stay sane. It's not easy. All right, take care.